The Bush administration is facing another controversy over intelligence, this time about North Korea's nuclear activities. Earlier this year, the administration told China, South Korea, and Japan that North Korea secretly sent potentially dangerous nuclear materials to Libya. Now, those intelligence findings are being questioned, and as NPR's Mike Schuster reports, that's complicating American efforts to bring North Korea back to the negotiating table.
The headlines this week in South Korea were blunt. Another intelligence fiasco, blared the English-language Korea Times. And an editorial in the conservative Chosun Ilbo, one of the nation's largest dailies, appeared under the title, Did Washington Lie to Seoul? The controversy is over an intelligence briefing that key White House aides gave the governments of Japan, South Korea, and China earlier this year, in which they claimed the U.S. had solid intelligence that North Korea sent processed uranium to Libya as part of Libya's secret nuclear weapons program. Earlier this week, the Washington Post reported that intelligence was wrong, that the North Korean material was sent to Pakistan, and that it was Pakistan that sent it on to Libya. Joel Witt, a former State Department expert on North Korea's nuclear activities, says he is dumbfounded by the news.
This is a very damaging hit. It undermines that credibility even further because it looks like the administration was cooking intelligence information to try to get the other countries in the region to increase pressure on North Korea.
The administration has denied the Post report, but not initially from Washington. The U.S. Embassy in Seoul released a statement saying whether the intended recipient was the Pakistan-based black market or Libya is irrelevant, allies were not misled. The Bush administration has relied on the other nations negotiating with North Korea, especially China, to convince Pyongyang to return to six-party talks on ending its nuclear weapons program. In her trip to Asia last week, Secretary of State Rice made that clear in remarks in Beijing.
China, in particular, has an important role to play in convincing North Korea that the best way for it to seek improved relations with the rest of the world is to return to the negotiating table and end its nuclear ambitions.
There has not been a session of the six-party talks involving China, Japan, Russia, the U.S., and the two Koreas since last June. Earlier this year, Pyongyang signaled it was willing to resume negotiations, but then the North Koreans interpreted remarks from Rice and from President Bush as a continuation of American hostility. Now, with the latest questions about U.S. intelligence, it may be even harder to restart the talks, says Daniel Pinkston of the Monterey Institute Center for Nonproliferation Studies.
It appears probably to the South Koreans and the Chinese that the U.S. is looking for some data to support this sense of urgency. And if it doesn't support that, then it's going to undermine the U.S. credibility in that part of the world.
In Beijing, Secretary of State Rice repeated the administration's public policy that it would like to see the negotiations restarted.
We have said that North Korea is, of course, a sovereign country. We have said that we don't have any intention to attack or invade North Korea, something that, by the way, was said by the president, by Secretary Powell, by myself. We are prepared to think about their energy needs, and a number of countries in the six-party talks are prepared to supply them with fuel.
Asked what the U.S. would do if the North Koreans do not return to negotiations, Rice said the U.S. would find other means, usually taken to mean economic sanctions or military action. Former State Department expert Joel Witt says Rice's comments indicate the diplomatic process with North Korea remains stagnant.
With all due respect, Secretary Rice's trip to Asia was mouthing a lot of slogans without any real substance. And that's been the Bush administration's policy for the past couple of years since the agreed framework collapsed.
The agreed framework was the 1994 freeze on North Korea's nuclear program, which fell apart in 2002. Since then, North Korea is believed to have processed enough plutonium to make a half dozen nuclear bombs. Mike Schuster, NPR News.